Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This is Doug Pollard with you once more with another programme of news and current affairs with a queer bent. Around this time of year, the meaning of life seems to boil down to a lot of dreary songs, bad haircuts, curious dance routines and vast quantities of satin and fireworks. Yes, it's Eurovision time again, and don't we love to revel in the campery of it? This year, Eurovision is taking place in Moscow, just ahead of Idaho, the International Day Against Homophobia. So for Russia's gay community, it's an opportunity to demand their rights while the world's media is watching. Slavic Pride are planning a parade through Moscow on Saturday and have invited all the gays and lesbians visiting Moscow for Eurovision to join in. Activists from the USA and Britain have already said they'll be there. Tonight we include a special extended interview with the organiser of Slavic Pride. This is the fourth attempted gay pride celebration in the Russian capital, Mr. Nikolai Alexeyev. For some time now, we've been trying to organise an interview with Nikolai Alexeyev, the leader of the gay rights movement in Moscow, but security concerns have made this quite a challenge. His landline is tapped, which means he has to be careful what he says, and he regularly changes his mobile phone because the authorities not only eavesdrop on his calls, they use it to track his whereabouts. So this made doing the planned live interview we promised you for tonight impossible. Even pre-recording the interview was fraught with difficulties. When I called at the pre-arranged time yesterday, Nikolai immediately said this was not a good time. It was impossible, and called back later and then hung up. But when we finally got hold of him, 2.5 hours later, I asked him what the current situation was regarding the planned Pride March.
Well, just now, an hour ago, I received an official letter from the Moscow government banning the event officially.
Yes.
And so basically it's again banned, and now I'm receiving the papers from the prefect of this prefecture of the central administrative area, which is also banned the two pickets that were planned as part of this Pride.
Yeah.
So now we can say for sure that it's official denial once again for the fourth consecutive year.
Yes.
And we will have to go on the streets again without any permission.
Now, the British Embassy apparently has issued a warning to British tourists coming to Moscow that there might be trouble. There has been trouble in the past, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's true, and you can understand that this warning of the embassy, it's absolutely right, because the situation on the 16th, especially during the day, will not be very safe in Moscow for even for people from the Eurovision, because there will be many anti-gay protesters who will obviously go in the streets and try to attack people. And there was, of course, a lot of violence in the first and second Pride in 2006-2007, and including famous activist Peter Tatchell, who was attacked in 2007. But still, he is coming here once again for the Pride, and he's going to be with us at this demonstration.
Yes, I understand there's a couple of American activists are coming to join you as well.
Yes, that's true.
Who are these people who are going to turn out and demonstrate against you? I hear there's some kind of anti-gay Pride planned. Who are these people? We just hear them called right-wingers here, but who are they?
Yeah, it's mostly people from the different religious organizations, religious youth organizations, which are under the umbrella of the Russian Orthodox Church, and also some kind of nationalistic organizations which are fighting against immigrants, against all these things, like minorities and so on. So these people turn out all the time every year, and we expect that they will again go on the streets this year.
Joy 94.9.
Call 1-300-JOY-949.
And all that I need is 88 bucks.
Yeah, that was Rosalind Russell there from Gypsy. We won $88 off you if you want for a family membership. $66 for an individual membership.
Fabulously convenient quote you have there.
Yes, I thought so. That's what happens when you know when you're an aging queen and you know a lot about musicals, darling. Now, we welcome to the studio another guest, a gentleman who's not been with us for quite some time, but we're very glad to see him back again. We hope he behaves himself today. That's Andy Schmulo. Hello, Andy.
I'm back, but not rehabilitated.
Not totally rehabilitated. I used to call Andy my Rottweiler because he was very good at stirring up the listeners.
King Charles Spaniel now.
King Charles
just,
Spaniel.
Just one now. With a bad disposition.
Just one with a... well, you know...
What did you do to stir people up?
Oh,
we don't
it's a long story.
We don't want to go there.
Court cases ago.
Well, sort of thing. I want to say thank you to a couple more people who've signed up. Matt in Bayswater, he's a new member and he's also given us a donation. He says he's been thinking about it for quite a while. And Simon says special donation for Doug of $25. He's unemployed. Sorry, he couldn't make it any more than $25. Look, we'll take money anyway we can get it from you. We're really, really grateful that you could manage to spare that. And we really, really appreciate your support. Thank you very, very much for making that sacrifice there, Simon. Now, joining us on the line at the moment, we have Michael Williams from the VAC. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm going really, really well.
Good.
Thank goodness.
How brave is Slavic pride?
Well, incredible, isn't it? It's incredible,
just
isn't it?
Incredible. It puts our work into context, doesn't it? It's so brave that they're going to continue with it, and it's great that Eurovision's in Russia.
It was, wasn't it? It was a great year that year. It really, really was. Now, we're asking people today to join Joy, to make donations to Joy, to support Joy, because it's our radiothon and we need every penny we can get. Please give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949. Above all else, just to keep me on air, I need a job. What else can I do at my time of life? But tell us, Michael, why is Joy important to the VAC?
Well, look, Joy is so important for our work, as I said last night, on Well, because it's probably the one organisation which every part of our diverse community has in common. It's the one organisation that every part of the community comes back to. It's the focal point, and that means that it's been absolutely vital for us in terms of spreading our message. And I think I didn't say last night, but I should have said that by supporting Joy, people are also supporting a whole range of, not just the VAC, they're supporting a whole range of other community organisations that absolutely rely on it to spread their message. So I would encourage people to sign up, because you keep Joy on air, which is fantastic, but you're also supporting a whole host of other organisations that rely on it day to day.
Well, we very much appreciate your support as well, because Well is, of course, a program that's funded by the VAC, and we're very happy to have that relationship with you and help you get the word out there. Because that's what we're all about. Michael, thank you very much for joining
us
this
morning. Thank you, Doug, and good luck with
this afternoon. I mean, I'll get used to it one of these days. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was Michael Williams there from the VAC. Now, kind of news is one of the things we do here at Joy, and I just wanted to share a little news story that turned up on Facebook today. This is from New South Wales. A high school's doing a Glee musical using the top 21 musical hits of the show, but there's no Kurt in the show. Apparently, nobody's prepared to play the gay character, so he simply won't exist, which, as the person who put the post up said, is a bit like gay people in regional centres like Leeton generally. What a bunch of thick, gutless wimps.
Well, I would have thought there would have been plenty of people out there prepared to put their hand up to be Kurt, whether they're from that school or not. So if you are excited about joining, I mean, I know I sing in the shower, but I'm not sure that I'd be appropriate for Leeton, New South Wales. But if you think you can, pick up the phone to the local Leeton, New South Wales High School and you'll get your chance to shine.
And before you do that, give us a call here.
Quite right.
Don't forget, if you join up during this program, there's a special prize, the Ovation Planet Food DVD pack, valued at $220. And if you make a donation while I'm on air, and maybe for a little bit afterwards, I'll match it dollar for dollar up to a total of $500. And I think we're doing pretty well on our way to that. Now, we just had a little news item there. Somebody else who brings us news every week is Andy Noonan from the Southern Star. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
So how are you today? You must be really, really busy down there.
Yes, busy, on deadline, of course, with the public holiday. So, yes, always a busy day on Fridays for us.
Have you got any
busy at Joy, of course.
Yeah, have you got any little scoops for us that you can let us in on?
Oh, I can't reveal.
Just yet.
You'll have to pick up the paper on Thursday. Or online, of course.
Yeah, we do it online. Now, you're often on this program with us. What does Joy mean to the community, do you think? I mean, what kind of feedback do you get about the station there at the paper?
Well, it's very, very important. Given it's, you know, Australia's only GLBT radio station, I guess that makes it important. It's interesting too, I guess, from our perspective, because one of our sister papers is Sydney Star Observer. So it's always interesting to see what sort of response you get in another state, I think, to see how other people feel about the station. And I know there was some talk at some point that there might have been some connection with Sydney, and the people in Sydney were very excited about that prospect. And I know that quite a few people listen in online to Joy up there. So I guess sometimes you don't quite know how far your reach really is, and it's almost impossible to tell, but it's so important.
Well, even further now, because we now have the iPhone app.
Available
for free on iTunes, and directly from that app you can just push a button and send a message to the station, so even more connection with the listeners. I understand it's already been downloaded well over 1,000 times.
There you go.
So 1,001, Rob's downloading it as we speak.
And look, normally I'm not somebody who's in favour of the national broadband network, but if it means people can get Joy 94.9 anywhere, I guess I'll just have to overturn that position.
Of course.
Well, Andy, we love having a good relationship with Southern Star. We support you, you support us, and, we really, really appreciate everything that we can do together.
Yes, I think it's really important to support other community, news organisations as well, such as Joy and Southern Star, because, you know, sometimes it can be tough to get the news out there and keep going, but, it's community support that keeps, Joy and Southern Star alive, so... You know, everyone out there should dig deep and help out.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, Andy. I'll let you get back to work now. I don't want to keep you for too long.
Thank you.
That was Andy Noonan there, the editor of the Southern Star. And this is Doug Pollard on the Rainbow Report.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.